You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Can I get your suggestion for him?
You want me
Josh
to?
Allen listening? Can people get this message to him? Viagra. Take some Viagra for the game, baby. Got to fit that circulation going right.
I don't know how to move off of that.
I don't have any medical background, so I don't really have a response to that, but you play, so you must know something.
A lot of us take Viagra, right? Because Viagra opens up the blood vessels.
A lot of us take Viagra. What do you mean
a lot of NFL players, at least in my day, took Viagra because it opens up the blood vessels. A lot of endurance athletes, because Viagra was first a heart medicine, right? So it builds up circulation, which makes sure that it gets the circulation to the feet.
Welcome back, BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe Ojo G with you on a football Friday as we lead into Wild Card Weekend. We got a lot to get into, including that sound cut. Player props, our favorite ones.
It was Bart Scott. What? I mean, we can't just move on.
No. I'm going to come back.
What the hell is happening?
Give me a second. We have Joe Gallant later. We have Eddie Gross later. Player props coming up. But let's start there, and then we'll dive into the games. So, okay. I've got an opinion on this.
So, that was not a joke?
No.
Was he serious?
I think he was. And his panel, I wasn't watching. I heard the clip and heard it again there. They laughed at him, and they were uncomfortable talking about this. Which, I mean, I don't get why they're uncomfortable. Like, it's not like he's taking it on the set with them. He's just talking about this. Like, calm down, everyone on the set. It's a medicine. But, like, I think he's telling the truth. I don't know if it works. I mean, this might be football players being ridiculous.
Well, you know why they're laughing? Because,
well, I mean, I know why they left
during the game.
Right. No, I understand, but I'm guessing he's correct. He's right that players used to take this.
So I checked this kind of.
I don't know about this.
You asked the player, maybe?
No. Okay. I there's a pharmacist in the house, so I kind of crowdsourced this a little bit.
Okay.
So he's not. Yeah, he's not entirely wrong. Like, it does help with circulation. It was not, like, I think he said it's originally was a heart medicine. That is not the case. It was originally used what it's used for.
Dr. Scott, a little off on this, a little bit?
Yeah, he's a little off. But apparently, there is some credence to what he was saying. It does help with circulation and opening things up, opening the blood vessels, if you will. But
so maybe more than one use for this particular pill?
Correct.
Man,
right. It's been used in some trials recently, apparently for like pulmonary lung stuff. I don't know what. Like, now we're way above my pay grade, but
yeah.
I will say. So I made the mistake of Googling Viagra to make sure I spelled it right on the banner today. So on the font, so I am just like all my Instagram ads, all my Twitter ads, all my Google ads. Forget it. It's over.
Yeah, you're getting those ads for a while now.
You always got to use the incognito window, Paul. Always got to use the incognito window.
It was not the work computer, at least, so.
Okay, well, that's good. Listen, I mean, this is how you know we're ready for Wild Card Weekend. I'm on Bart Scott talking about Viagra.
My God.
We're a Roman show, by the way. Roman-sponsored show.
That's right.
For the record. Yeah.
You know what? The Bills should use Get Roman. GetRoman.com/BetQL. $15 off. Go ahead, Joe.
Talk about trends. It continues. Don't trust anyone with two first names. Especially medical advice from one Bart Scott.
I was thinking Josh Allen. And, like, has anyone ever... Well, by the way, I was thinking about this. Like, Josh Allen, have you ever said his name and not said the whole name, Josh Allen? It's always Josh Allen. It's not Allen. It's always Josh Allen.
It's Rogers. Yeah, it's Brady. It's Mahomes. Josh Allen.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady's short, too, so I guess that doesn't... You just say Brady.
You do get Brady a lot.
It's a common name. There's literally another Josh Allen in the league.
Right. But there's no other quarterback Allens. We should call him Allen. I'm calling him Allen the rest of the show. Allen.
I don't like saying
Brandon already, Allen. Already, I hate how it sounds. It just sounds wrong.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I don't trust Allen in this game. He's going to turn the ball over against Belichick.
Could be talking about the second half of the Bengals game if Joe Burrow gets hurt.
You're right. All right, well, let's start there. We're already on Bart Scott, Viagra, and Allen. Saturday night, Bills and the Patriots. The numbers at 4, Joe, it hasn't moved here. We're talking about a weather game. We're talking about a very cold weather game. Josh Allen's numbers. There, I did it again.
You know what it is? When the maybe I'm wrong on this, but when the last name is also a first name, we probably don't do it much. Right?
Like Bart Scott. And he wasn't a famous
player. You don't say Scott.
Player.
You say Bart Scott.
Right. I think the
this
think
is
the
very two, important on this football Friday.
The two first names I know I also think is the big thing. As you know, what I just thought about a player more famous than any of these guys. Do you ever just say? Did you ever just say Lewis when you were talking about the great linebacker? No, you said Ray.
No, Ray Lewis.
Lewis. It's the first name thing.
Yep, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Does Hank Aaron fall into that category too?
Is who?
Hank Aaron.
Yeah. No one says.
Yeah, you don't say Aaron. Say Hank Aaron.
You hear? Yeah, when talking about him individually, but it, like you've heard Aaron, Ruth, Bonds, sort of thing. But yeah,
that's true. That's true.
Yeah. Okay, now that we've sprinkled in Barry Bonds and Babe Ruth in the conversation,
is this like a Mandela effect type thing? Does that fall into that category? No, right?
I mean, Mandela is like a one-word thing sometimes. Like,
no, but like I'm talking about like the Mandela effect like phenomenon. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. That could just me being insane. That could just me being insane. Disregard. Disregard.
Keeping us on this.
If we can, I guess we'll transition to Josh Allen and how he played against the Patriots. All right, I thought about this, Joe, on this game. So this is the third time we're going to see this matchup. Patriots-Bills. We know the first game was wacky with the weather and the wind and the cold, and they threw the ball three times up in New England, up in Buffalo, and New England won the game. The next time, Josh Allen seemed to put on a Superman cape and be the difference between these two teams. So all week we're trying to figure out which game is going to happen here. But I wondered, when you went back in that game the second time, the one where Josh Allen played better, the elements weren't as big of a deal. Was that fluky? And here's what I mean by that. The Patriots have one of the best defenses in the NFL. Okay, they are number one in the league on third down. They're number one in the league on fourth down. Josh Allen in that game was 6 of 12, Joe, on third downs. He was 3 of 4 on fourth downs against the Patriots.
Yep.
And they needed all of that. And they pulled away and won by two scores. But that game was pretty close in the fourth quarter. They needed Superman Josh Allen to beat their defense a couple weeks ago. Can he do that again? Can Josh Allen have 6 of 12 on third down and 3 of 4 on fourth down? And here's the last part of it. He converted 4 of 5 pass attempts on 10 or more. Third and 10 or more, he was 4 of 5. That's not happening again.
Turnovers can be lucky. That game, the turnovers went their way as well.
Sure.
We spent much of the week discussing how the Bengals-Raiders matchup in the regular season, the final score not indicative of how the game played out. How about this one? I mean, this one closes as a two-score final, 33-21. And Josh Allen, the numbers are gaudy, so you assume domination if we don't think back. If you weren't watching that entire game on Christmas week, and you could understand why if you didn't. Was that you just brought up some points why that could have been a fluky result, and also you add the turnovers there. Like maybe this is a game that we should say, that was not Bill's domination. There are some things in the box score. Josh Allen, his numbers and passing yards, he had almost 200 more passing yards than Mac Jones in that ball game. But did they smash them? I'm not quite sure about that. I'm not quite sure about in that matchup. New England has to be able to run the ball. I expect it to be a Damian Harris game. We'll talk about that once we get to our props. The 4 just seems a bit high to me, and that's why I'm looking to the New England side in this matchup. I can't wait to see it a third time. New England has had a lot of success on the road this season, and the Bills, they've been terrific at home. Two of the best point differentials in the National Football League. Lowest total, and this is one of the weather games that people are concerned about, and that Josh Allen is going to have to turn it around. He's going to have to start performing well in cold weather. I mean, you're the Bills quarterback, and I think that's going to happen. I think it goes back to what we were talking about yesterday with let's not go too far with the small sample sizes with some of these QBs that have only played 3 or 4 playoff games. Allen's going to be in this league in the playoffs, we expect, for the next decade of his life, and I don't think in the year 2030, we're going to say he has a 50% completion percentage in freezing temperatures.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's been brought up a lot. We brought it up on the show this week, but he's only played 4 games in his young career at below freezing. Only 4.
I believe it's 5.
Okay, 5.
I saw 5, yeah.
Okay, it's 4 or 5. It's a small sample. Mm-hmm. He's never had more than 200 yards, never had it higher than a 56% completion in any of those games. And he's had more interceptions than touchdowns. So they've been bad. I mean, the numbers have been bad. Also, I would like to go back and look to see how many of those came before last year. Because before last year, let's call it for what it was, he wasn't a good quarterback. I mean, he was talented, but he wasn't good. He was bad, actually, for a lot of that time in his NFL career. So we're probably making too much of that, but it's the Patriots. It's Belichick. It's a third time. I'm with you on the plus four. It feels like the right side in this game. You get the better coach. And I don't worry about Mac Jones. Like, I wanted to bring this up today because I think it's interesting. So we brought those numbers up last segment about the quarterbacks in their first playoff game. As much as, like, just the trend line, I have to think about the players individually. And some of the guys that are in the playoffs for the first time this year, don't they just strike you as the moment's not going to be big for them? Doesn't mean they're going to play well. I can't predict all their stats. But I'm not worried Mac Jones is going to crumble. He won his first six road games. Like, hasn't he already shown us he kind of has a good demeanor about him? Joe Burrow, I mean, he's not going to crumble on Saturday afternoon. We'll talk about him in a second. I just think sometimes you got to take into account some context and just like, oh, fade the rookie quarterback, fade the young quarterback. They're all different. They're all different.
Do you want to go over the freezing temp games? I have them and his numbers and the temperatures and what year they occurred in. One was a couple weeks ago, the Atlanta game. That was 25 degrees. Allen, 120 yards, zero touchdowns, three interceptions.
That's pretty alarming because that's a couple weeks ago.
And it was the Falcons. Carolina, that was this season. December 19th, 29 degrees, 210 yards, three touchdowns, and one interception. That was a really good one. That was a good performance. Okay, and the three others are in 2019 in December and 2018. 2019 against New England, 208, 208 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. It's pretty good. And that was right at freezing, 32. At Pittsburgh, December 15th, 2019, 139 yards, one touchdown, one interception, 65 passer rating, temps of 31. Again, 2019. Okay. Yeah. And the first one was 2018 against the Jets, zero touchdowns, two interceptions, 206 yards. You know, after going through this game log, two of the five were not bad performances. Just when you compile the numbers, it doesn't look good. And the completion percentage being down is a bit alarming.
Yeah, the one this against Atlanta a couple weeks ago, that's the alarming one. That's the one like, hey.
That's probably why we're talking about it.
Yeah, because it just happened. So it's fresh people's minds. All right, so we're both on the Pats plus the four there. Let's talk about the Bengals and the Raiders. Joe, I've got a number for you that scares the heck out of me for the Raiders for Saturday. And I thought of this because remember the game we were on? We were all on the wrong side of it. Remember the Miami and Baltimore Thursday night game, and me, you, and Aaron sat here and said, we can't make a case for Miami.
Survivor,
And we missed something. We missed that the Sunday before, it was Thursday to Sunday, so that's different than Sunday to Saturday. But short week, that Baltimore team had faced 99 offensive snaps the week before. Mm-hmm. The Las Vegas Raiders faced 93 Chargers snaps on Sunday night.
93
defensive snaps their defense on the field for. That just worries me. I mean, the Bengals offense basically had a bye last week. All those playmakers, Burrow, Mixon, and I got a defense coming in that just faced 93 snaps. I feel like the Raiders are going to be gassed by the second half. That's my biggest feeling on why I'm strong on the Bengals.
Are the Bengals going to come out of the gates hot? How are they going to be coming off basically a bye week?
Yep, that's a good question.
Yeah, I think it's pretty fascinating. And as we just mentioned in the last segment, both of these teams are very, very healthy, which I love to see in the postseason.
Yeah.
Teams have smartened up how to handle this. The sharp money has come in on the Raiders this week. That's why it opened at 6.5, and we're down to 4.5 on Friday morning.
Total, we do have some movement. 49. FanDuel.
Again?
Back up to 5.5.
How many times did that happen this week?
Bouncing 4.5, 5.5.
Yeah. It's that's fascinating. Darren Waller had a big game in their November 21st matchup, 116 yards. And that was all about the third down conversions. The Bengals were great. They converted 50% of their third downs, and the Raiders were absolutely putrid in that matchup. Max Crosby should have a big game. It's a soft matchup. It didn't happen last time. I expect it to happen this time around. That's the big weakness of the Bengals, that offensive line. How much time are they going to give Joe Burrow? Which it makes me wonder. I'm fascinated. It's something I've talked about all week. What is Zach Taylor's game plan? Is he going to revert back to what we saw the majority of the regular season? Or when Bengals all of a sudden brought it to that next level and Joe Burrow's an MVP candidate, is he going to let him sling it all game long? And the conditions in Cincinnati, I'm sure will have a big part in that.
Let him throw. Let him cook. That's
let him
be
throw.
The game.
Yes.
You got to. Yeah.
How many
Joe
times
Burrow.
Have you heard that? Frozen? Yes.
Oh, we watched it. I think we watched it twice the last 2 weeks here. Is your house Frozen or Frozen 2, kids?
More Frozen. Don't watch it as much, but my wife and her mom and daughter, they went downtown. They came through Chicago. Are they still here, I guess?
Oh, they saw the show.
Yeah, the show.
That sounds like every kid would love that.
Yeah.
How about that?
We're on opposite sides, though. I'm on the Raiders. You're in the Bengals?
I'm on the Bengals.
Okay.
Got it at 4.5. 5.5, so that one's a little trickier. Joe O, Joe G, we'll come back. BetQL Daily, we'll look at our favorite props for this weekend, NFL Wildcard Weekend next on the BetQL Network.